know I've heard Johanna explain what she thinks is the biology, but what's your take on why a MEK inhibitor would improve response to a PD-1 agent?
So the data that's been generated in patients, actually, not just in models, and including in our group where we've done some of this work, it's pretty clear on the tumor cell side that you see MHC or antigen expression go up as a consequence of MEK inhibitors. You see immune cells in the microenvironment change. So you see that macrophages appear to be kind of repolarized back to an M1 phenotype from an M2 phenotype. And you see more T cell entry into the tumor as a consequence of just MEK inhibitor monotherapy. So what's the chicken and the egg of that? In other words, how much of this is a tumor effect that's then having manifestations in terms of immune recognition? How much of it is purely immunologic? We don't know, but all of those phenomena that I just described have been confirmed not just in model systems, but in patients. So to me, that's, you know, enough reason to keep investigating. But on the back of these trials, let's say we have positive phase 3 trials for progression-free survival, you know, with combo versus monotherapy, are we really going to know who's getting the benefit and why? That's going to take a bit more work.